from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
The Big 12 is doing everything it can to stay relevant, from trying to poach ACC and former Pac-12 schools to naming rights deals and corporate sponsorships for the conference. Most recent report is that they're trying to get Florida State, they're trying to get Clemson, they're trying to get Notre Dame and Miami. They're reportedly in deep talks with the Big 12. And the commissioner, Brett Yormark, has also secured a private equity deal that could make those schools the richest in college football. I think you and I agree on this, Lopez. Nobody is going to confuse the Big 12 for the SEC or for the Big 10. I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding just based off of how much money they're making. But I do feel like the Big 12 is interesting and is on to something and is doing a hell of a job in playing this survival game that is the evolution of college athletics.
I do think I'm not going to go as far as you, because I really think that they're going to fade. All due respect. They're going to be an incredible basketball conference, and that's going to carry them a lot. I think football pays the bills, as we all know. Not all the bills, but pays almost all the bills. And I think, you know, the brand of the Big 12, which is so important right now, is taking a hit. But you mentioned the ACC thing. That's the Hail Mary, so to speak. If you can land Florida State, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Miami,
that changes things to me.
That makes it on par with any conference, anywhere. So I think, like, that's crucial right now. Like, the Big 12 as is right now is going to be fighting, you know, for respect. I mean, not to throw a cliche out there, but when it comes to the thing that matters most, and that's football season, you know?
Do you think it's good enough to just be third, though? Like, if you can survive the attrition, survive all of the realignment, even if it is weird to have all of these different schools who don't have an identity with one another trying to form that, and it just being weird. Other conferences are doing the same thing.
Sure.
Now, if you can survive, at the very least, is it not good enough? Do you think it's good enough to be third, even if third is last, but you're a little bit you're a little bit different and innovative in the ways that you're trying to make money for the conference? Like I think it is an interesting spot to be in, because they're not going to, like Brett Yarmark talks about, they're going to be number one. We're going to make us number one and all of that. Like, I don't buy into that. He's supposed to talk like that. I don't buy that. But I do buy into, hey, being a strong and respectable number three.
Oh, I'm not saying
I think it's in play.
I'm not saying they're not going to be entertaining. They're going to play that wild Big 12 football that they do. I think Utah helps them a lot. I think Arizona and Arizona State don't really help them very much, but having Colorado with Deion and Shadur and all that, they're going to be fun to watch. But that's not going to resonate with the fans that don't have an affiliation Like, if you're just a college football fan, you know, I don't think that's going to resonate. You have to get these other squads.
Yeah, 100%. But that's what makes, like you said, the ACC part interesting. Because if you've got a Florida State, Clemson, Notre Dame, look, and I'm sorry, Sean Pendergast, if you're listening, I don't think he is. He's on vacation. Mm-hmm. But Notre Dame is like the one power who every time they have a chance to win a championship, I don't actually believe that they have a chance to win it.
Yeah.
But ideally, or as an idea, those are actual national brands. Notre Dame's going to be the hardest one.
They're not going
to ever convince to do it. But in theory, these would be the ways to survive, I think.
Yeah, no, that is the way. Like, I don't get me wrong. I admire the effort because if you those are some programs now. I mean, they would be the, wouldn't they? Yeah, they'd be the top four programs in that conference immediately.
Yeah, but then also this sponsorship deal that they're talking about doing with Allstate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, I do have to give Brett Yormark some credit.
I admire the effort.
Not to stroke the guy, but it's kind of similar to the Tennessee Titans point that I was making earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it's not, you know, going to be fruitful. But you got to at least respect the effort. It feels like, you know, the effort is there. And, you know, the Big 12, I don't think is dying. They're trying to figure out the best way to be third. And third is how you stay relevant.
Well, they're absolutely not dying.
At the very least.
Absolutely not dying. But I just feel like, okay, you're not going to get there unless you get this thing done.
What is U of H doing?
Yeah.
Because they are in a weird spot. The Big 12 is, I feel like, at least innovative enough right now in trying to stay relevant. And I maybe this is related, but it doesn't seem like they're in a huge rush to hire an athletic director after they fired Pez. I don't know what's going on there. My guy, Willie Fritz, I do believe in him. Mm-hmm. Like, if there is anything that I believe in for sure, it's Willie Fritz. And I was looking at the preseason rankings and the preseason polls.
Lopez
has got them next to last.
Yeah, second to last.
All of this excitement that they're trying to generate.
They'll be better than that, won't they?
And they got – listen, all right, so my prediction on the Big 12 and my knowledge of Willie Fritz as a Sam Houston State dude who was there when Willie Fritz was there and turned around a program on a much smaller scale, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what dude does.
Yeah.
Turned around Sam Houston State a decade ago, turned around Tulane and had a decent run. I don't think as great as he wanted to be at Georgia Southern, but is known for turned around blend way, way, way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, known for turning around programs. I got a hard time imagining that they're going to be next to last in the Big 12.
Yeah, me too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The other part of this, and I guess this is really where I kind of hesitate to crown them as Yormark says the most diverse nationally conference in the in the country. That's cool. The problem is, like, all these teams would be looking to get out if they had a chance.
Oh, that's a good point.
Every one of them.
That's
every one of them would leave if they had a chance.
But is this is this not the result of taking all of the, you know, the teams or the schools, the institutions that those upper echelon don't want?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they have the opportunity, yeah, they would leave. But there's also a reason why they haven't gotten the opportunity.
Yeah.
And maybe the motivation for being there is to get the exposure, to make the money, and to become, you know, to progress into the program that is poached eventually.
Yeah.
So, like, they could effectively serve as a stepping stone to get to the next place.
Yeah, no, I think that's why they're there. Because they, if they're being honest with themselves, they know that they are going to be, you know, not looked at the way the SEC looks at other programs, the way that, I mean, your programs, Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah.
They didn't say, hey, come on, Oklahoma State. And that's a hell of a football program. Like, that's probably the best overall, over time, football program in the Big 12. Baylor would be in that conversation. TCU would be in that conversation. Utah would be in that conversation. But Oklahoma State, the SEC took your arch rival and said, nah, man, we're good. We're good with just that. So they have to use the Big 12 as, like you said, a proving ground to say, no, we belong in these other places. And that's why I think they would all leave. It's also why I think if you can get, I don't think anybody's going to get Notre Dame. I don't know, maybe. But if you can get these other squads, Florida State.
If you can get Florida State.
Clemson.
Like you need to be keyed in on Florida State and Clemson.
Yeah.
That's where it needs to be. That needs to be the focus. Florida State, Clemson, Miami to a far lesser degree.
Yeah.
But you take them as well. But Florida State and Clemson, to me, is a game changer, certainly a conversation changer. I just like how, just as an observer, how your mark is kind of bullying the ACC.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, you know what? We're better than you.
I like it. That part I like.
You're trying. You're the one that's going to be on the outside looking in. We're going after Florida State. We're going after Clemson. We're going to be the ones that survive. We are the third best, trying to become the first best, and basically letting the ACC know that you're next to be the one to get out the paint.
And they're doing it smartly. They're doing it the old-fashioned way with money whipping them. You know, they're going to try to money whip them and get them in here. And they're actually thinking forward, you know, which I like. The ACC is not, you know.
The thing I really like about it from a local standpoint, the idea that you could routinely see Florida State play right here in Houston, that you could routinely possibly see a Clemson play right here in Houston. Like, I agree with you that nationally, it's not going to have, the Big 12 is not going to have the same appeal ever as these other places. Yeah. I agree with that. But I'm interested and excited about the local possibility. Having more, I like that about it when they first joined the Big 12. It was like, hey, we can see more Baylor here locally now, or more TCU, whatever it is locally here now.
Bring Oklahoma State in.
Hey.
Yeah.
Bring Florida State in.
Utah and Texas Tech.
Bring the Hurricanes in. You know, like that to me is an intriguing thing. I don't know how much buzz that's going to be nationally. Locally, it makes it even better for me as a college football senior.
The other thing that is no longer really the case, or I should say as much of a case, it used to be like when there was all this conference realignment, people were like, well, everybody wants to have their footprint in the Houston recruiting market. And that was true back then. It's not true anymore as much. And the reason is because of NIL, not to say that that Houston or, you know, Oklahoma State or all those don't have NIL money. They do. What I'm saying, though, is it doesn't really matter about the recruiting footprint you have. It's like, how much money is that player going to get from your program?
He is John Lopez. I'm Brandon Scott, Figgy Fig, rolling along on In the Loop. Coming up next, the Home Run Derby is set. Why John Lopez is excited to watch it. That's coming up next on The Hits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.